The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so is anybody geek out on AI at all?
A little.
You do, like, what do you do?
I guess like ChatGPT a
little
bit.
What do you do on ChatGPT? Just talk to it? Because I know people who talk to it.
No, I won't do that.
Just throughout the day, like as a companion?
Yes.
Can
you talk to it? I've typed to it.
Yeah.
I've typed it. I've just had it write like lyrics.
I don't know about ChatGPT, but I know the Google one you can. I think it's Gemini. You can have like a full conversation with it. Mm.
Did you know you can have it like go to, say, a website? Say, hey, check out this website. I don't know if ChatGPT, different ones do it, but like summarize this for me real quick. Or check out this email and just give me the highlights.
Wow.
So if your boss tends to write you that 14-page thing, you're like, oh my God, we're so screwed.
They mention how they're on a safari and you just...
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're just... I just got that. and then it just summarizes it in like three sentences.
Nice. Wow.
And you're like, this is incredible. The girl who was in... It's based on the video game that's got Pascal in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zombie one.
Yeah, she's in a commercial where she uses it on her phone.
Oh.
She like runs into a dude and she's like, hey, AI, like who, what's the name of the guy I had coffee with? What? And it's like, you had coffee this day on this day.
Or
like,
wow.
And then she, in another one, she's like, the boss is coming towards her and like, did you read my email? And she's like, and then it's summer. Yeah, I love the part where you talked about, blah. And it's like, because at the top, it just tells you a
like
quick summary of what.
Interesting.
Is in that email.
That's really cool. I think I've seen people use it like if they're in class at a lecture, you could just turn it on and be like, just listen to what the professor,
what
and then tell me what it is. Yeah. I saw the video I had, the guy was eating chicken in the class, so
Shut
then
up.
He didn't have to take notes. So I don't
know. So I entered into AI song lyrics of popular songs.
Same.
And said, could you summarize the plot
of
these
songs.
Okay.
And so...
Oh, I did use AI. Sorry.
Yeah.
I did use AI for All of Us.
You did?
Yeah. I had it look at our Instagram page and describe roast us based on our Instagrams.
And was it...
It's hilarious.
How come we haven't seen that?
Well, you don't really get on Instagram. T-Hack saw it.
I saw it. Our followers saw it.
Okay. Yeah. Could you every once in a while just wake me up and show me things?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so I thought we could have a little contest. I don't know how this is going to go, and I'm cold reading these because I just started doing these. So, like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to scream.
Ah!
I need you to scream, like, T-Hack, or just go, I got it.
Okay. All right.
If you, because we have to guess the song based on. Okay.
Like, for example... This song captures the intense emotions of a passionate but complicated summer romance. The narrator is caught up in a whirlwind of desire and emotional turmoil. Describing the relationship as thrilling.
Got it.
Okay. What is it?
Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift.
Wow.
What? There's a Swiftie in the room.
Yeah.
You said summer. It's a song.
I know, summer, but right? Still, there's other. You're saying that's the only song with summer in it?
No, probably not. That was my guess.
All right.
They feel deeply attracted to their partner, comparing the situation to a risky game where the devil rolls the dice. Would you have got mm-hmm. it there?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Now, they're not all current.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Good to know.
I just wanted you to know that I moved around a little bit. This song is about a strong, independent woman who's unstoppable and fierce.
Is it not Unstoppable by Sia? Dang.
She faces challenges and a world filled with chaos, but she rises above it all, confidently pursuing her path. Though she may feel lonely at times, her inner fire and strength make her stand out.
Got it.
What is it?
Is it Miss Independent?
Now it's open to either of you since you're both.
I was thinking that one too. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Stronger.
Kelly Clarkson.
He's doing 40-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
Though she may feel lonely at times, her inner fire and strength make her stand out, empowering.
Is this?
Are you saying you know it, or can I keep reading?
I don't know. Is it Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys, what?
I don't remember the. What's
got it?
I don't remember the name of the song.
What is it?
Girl on Fire.
It is Alicia Girl Keys. On Fire by Alicia Keys.
Wow. Okay. Joint point there.
But so it's what, 1.5 to 1/2?
No, yeah. I don't know. Why do we always have to be pitted against each other?
There has been so much competition in this room lately.
I like it.
I'm burnt out.
I like Erin too much to be too competitive with her.
This song describes a carefree night of partying, drinking, and escaping daily struggles. The protagonist feels weighed down by life's responsibilities, such as working hard at a 9-to-5 job and
Dolly Parton 9-to-5.
What?
Dolly Parton 9-to-5. I don't know.
Tipsy, a bar song, Shaboozy.
You're going up against a DJ and he's smoking you.
Yeah, that's fine.
2.5.
That makes sense. I have to know what songs are called and stuff.
Play them. You don't. I only did 4 songs, so this will be the last one. By the way, text in if you've known these, or you can jump in. I should have said that at the beginning. 51059. This song reflects on change and the feelings of nostalgia, isolation, and longing. The lyrics express a sense of something lost, a shift in relationships and life. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond
control. Is this not like every single song ever?
The singer feels... Are you saying you have a guess or
no.
not?
Yeah.
Every song ever.
Well,
okay.
T-Eck wins with 3.5 points. That's not it. That's pretty good, though. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond control, like gravity. There's a desire to reconnect, but also an acknowledgement that things will never be the same as they once were. The song touches on themes of loneliness, family dynamics, and the realization that life has moved on in ways that can't be undone.
Ooh.
That's so generic. Wow. I don't know.
That was it? That's all of it? I don't know that I even have a guess.
I'm not going to say the answer.
Oh, no.
If somebody gets it right... You really don't know.
No.
You've seen this person live in concert.
Oh, I know.
Probably more than once.
Of course I know. I think I know.
Say got it then.
Got it.
Who?
I think I know a con. Stick Season.
Wow.
Come on.
Here's the thing. How about if anybody gets it, we'll play the song. Not next, but the next song after that. If anybody guesses it,
okay.
At 51059, we'll play it next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're playing a little game called Song Summaries. It's AI basically summarizing the lyrics of a song. Do I have to read the whole thing again?
Yeah, in case you missed
please.
It. Yeah, because we couldn't get it.
Because people are texting in. Text into 51059 if you think you know what this is. Somebody did guess it right.
Mm-hmm.
This song reflects on a change in feelings of nostalgia, isolation, and longing. You guys know what it is now. Does it make sense yet?
Yeah.
The lyrics express a sense of something lost, a shift in relationships in life. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond control, like gravity.
That part threw me off.
Is there a gravity lyric in there?
I don't remember there being one, but
there has to be.
I'm not
AI
certain.
Is pretty...
It's very specific, for sure.
There's a desire to reconnect, but also an acknowledgement that things will never be the same as they once were. The song touches on themes of loneliness.
Oh, Gravity is the second line.
There you go.
Wow.
The song touches on themes of loneliness, family dynamics.
Aqua Barbie Girl. No? Oh.
You already know the answer. Family dynamics and the realization that life has moved on in ways that can't be undone. A couple of you texted correct. It's this man, Harry Styles, As It Was.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.